We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas Davi Bimanachru Shem Nacham Yaakov Bepinchas Soleil. We are in Sanhedrin Perigimel Mishnah Ches. Kol Zman Shehevi Raya So Seres Adin. After the verdict, after the Gemar Din, the person who was found guilty now finds Adim or some type of proof that maybe could bring him merit. So Seres Adin. He now has the ability to literally to contradict the Din. He can nullify the Pesach Din in the sense that he comes back to Beis Din and says, "I have Adim." So Beis Din now have to sit and judge once again and deliberate the case once again. Amru lo kol rayo sheyesh lo chave mikan ad shloshim yom matzah besoch shloshim yom soser lachar shloshim yom eino soser. But if Beis Din then said to him after the Pesach Din and says, "Okay, you have 30 days. You have any rayos, any proofs that you want to bring? You have 30 days to do so." So then the Tanakhama says, if he finds Adim, let's say, or some type of proof for his benefit, in his favor within 30 days, so then he can bring it back to Beis Din, and Beis Din will once again deliberate. But if they ask for 30 days, so then it's too late, because Beis Din gave him a kvius man, gave him a certain amount of time, and that was it. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's not fair. Maya says zeh shelo matzo besoch shloshim umatzo lachar shloshim. Let's say a person didn't find Adim or couldn't think of zuchus, couldn't think of some type of merit for his benefit. He didn't find Adim, doesn't find his zuchus. What if it doesn't take 30 days? So according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, Beis Din cannot set a certain amount of time, a limit to when potentially he can bring Adim to court. If it's after 30 days, it's also okay. They can't say you only have 30 days. And the halacha follows from Shem Gamliel. Amru lo, Beis Din, let's say, said to the litigant before the Gemara Din, Have Adim, Va'amar Ein Li Adim. So this litigant says, I don't have Adim. Or the only Adim I have are the ones that I brought. I don't have any other Adim. Or Amru, Have Raya, Amar Ainli Raya, or they say they bring a Raya, let's say a Shtar, or the like. Could you bring that to court? He said, I don't have a Shtar. And based on the fact that he didn't have other Adim, he didn't have a Shtar, so they gave a Gemara Din, they gave a Psak, they gave a verdict. La'achar Zman, Hevi Raya, Matz Adim. And after some time, he now found a Raya, found a Shtar, let's say, found Adim. Says the Mishnah, Hare Ze Eino Klum. So says the Mishnah, after Pesach Din, bringing a Raya or Adim is nothing. We're afraid that maybe these are Adim Sheker, or maybe this Shtar is forked. Why? Because he said he has no Adim, and he has no Raya, has no Shtar. Once again, Aram Shem Gamliel, Maya says, Zeshalohaya, Yodea Sheishlo Adim, Umatza Adim. What are you also is not fair. What do you expect? At the time that Beis Din asked him this question, he said, I don't have Adim. I don't have a Shtar. I don't have a proof. And then after some time, he found a Raya. So Rav Shimon Gamliel once again disagrees with the Tanakhama and says, he could be Sorcerer Sadin, bring this back to court. It happens to be in this halacha, we do not follow Rav Shimon Gamliel. We will follow that the person can come back. Beis Din can't give him a limit of 30 days, let's say, as an example. That we follow that Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Beis Din does not give a limit. But if a person said outright, I don't have Adim, I don't have a Shtar, and then all of a sudden he found a Shtar afterwards, it's true, Rav Shimon Gamliel has a good argument that maybe only at that time he didn't have a Shtar, he didn't have that proof, he didn't have Adim. Nonetheless, we're afraid of Adim Sheker, therefore we don't follow that halacha. Amru lo, Havei Adim, Amar Ein Li Adim, Havei Raya V'Amar Ein li raya, rosh mischayev badin, va'amar kirvu ploni uploni ve'ha'iduni osho si raya mitocha pundaso hariz eino klum. In this case, similar to before, here you have someone, the dayanim said to Baal Din, okay, bring Adim to support what you're saying. So he says, I don't have Adim. Or they say, bring a raya, a proof that for your claim. And he says, I don't have a raya. Whatever I brought is what I brought. And then when Beis Din says they're about to give the verdict that he's guilty, and he says to two people who happen to be there, happen to be around in court, kirvu ploni ploni, you know, ploni ploni, come close and testify on my behalf, on my zuchus. Or he brings out of his belt, literally, pulls out of his pocket a raya, a shtar, let's say, says, which now is going to prove his claim to be correct. Mishnah says, Harezein or Klum. So he says, why? Because he said before he had no Raya, he's had no Edim, and now, and what? You're telling me that he really does? If he really does, so then he should have brought them before. And if now he sees now they're about to give the verdict that he's guilty, now he brings them out. And so now we assume that the shtar was forged. We assume that the Edim are Edei Sheker. And even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree in such a case that Hareza Eino Klum, that we do not listen to him. We begin the fourth parak, Parak Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Echad dini mamonos ve'echad dini nefashos bedrisha uvachakira. Mentioned this before, that both dini mamonos and dini nefashos require drisha uvachakira, which means investigating, which means we have to ask the Edim, we have to interrogate the Edim. Shene'emar, mishpat echad yelochem. The Pasuk says there should be the same one mishpat for both for dini nefashos and dini nefashos. Now, where do we learn that they're supposed to be drisha v'chakira at all? So the answer is in dini nefashos, in Devarim Perek Yud Gimel, it says v'darashta v'charkarta v'sha'alta heitev. So you have darashta v'charkarta drisha v'chakira. So that's really, and since that's written for dini nefashos, and we say mishpat echad yelochem, which means that they're the same mishpat for dini nefashos and dini mamonos. So that means drisha v'chakira, this heavy investigation of the Edim, interrogation of the Edim, should apply to dini mamonos as well. But we'd already mentioned that we are a little bit flexible, and we're a little bit lenient when it comes to the drisha v'chakira of dini mamonos, in order shelo tinel delos b'fnei lovin, so that we don't lock the doors in front of people who want to borrow money. People are not going to be willing to lend money if it's going to be so difficult for them to get that money because of the interrogation of the edim that they bring. So therefore, we don't have the same level, as we'll discuss in the coming mishnayos. The Mishnah then asks, ma bein dini mamonos l'dini nefashos? Then what is the difference between the two? So we'll have a whole list, but the idea here is based on the pasuk mishparacha yelachem. So that's true that mida oraisa drisha v'chakira applies to both. We'll see that there are other areas where they are different, even mida oraisa, where when it comes to limud zchus and chova regarding the litigant. So the dini nefashos is different. Dini nefashos, we try our best to find a merit, more than we do by dini mamonos. Why is that so? Because the pasuk says v'hitzilu ha'eda es harotzeach in Parashas Maaseh, and that's the one example of dini nefashos. We try hitzilu ha'eda, we try to save the person, and that's also true based on the fact that when it comes to giving someone misa, this is the only person who's being affected. When it comes to dini mamonos, you can't apply the concept of hitzilu ha'eda for a simple reason that something that's a zechus for one person is often going to be a chova for the other person. With dini mamonos, if I say this Baal Din, in the end, let's try to save him, so Reuven doesn't have to pay Shimon. Well, now Shimon loses out on money. So that's why Yitzilu Eda does not apply to, we don't say Mishparach HaYalochem, and the Mishra is going to go through a list of differences between dini mamonos and dini nefashos. Number one, dini mamonos b'shlosha, v'dini nefashos b'esim b'shlosha. We know that already from the first parak. Dini mamonos, we have a base din of 3. Dini nefashos, capital cases, we have a base din of 23. Dini mamonos poschin bein lezuchos bein lechova. When it comes to dini mamonos, the dayanim begin the deliberation both whether they want to begin for the zechus of the nitba, of the one who is who's being claimed, who's the person is being claimed against, or the things that are lechovaso, basically that he's chayva, that is going to be chayav a debt, and this would be for the benefit of the tovea. Either way, we'll start one way or the other. It doesn't make a difference. V'dini nefashos postlin the zechus, vein postlin the lechova. V'dini nefashos, when the dayanim begin to discuss the case, so that's only the first thing they discuss is a zechus. Let's find reasons to that he not be guilty, reasons that he should be innocent. We shouldn't kill him, because in the parsha of Sota, the Kohen begins with Devarim Shel Zechus. Pasuk says, Im lo shachav ish osach, vim lo satis tumatach asishech, He naki, then you will be naki mif innocent mime hamarim hamarim hoyle from these bitter waters. So he begins with imlo shachav, assuming that it's not so, that that you were not unfaithful. So that's why we begin dini nefashos from when we begin with zuchus. Dini mamonos ben l'schus ben l'chova. What else? Dini mamonos matin al pi echad ben l'schus ben l'chova. The dini nefashos matin al pi echad l'schus al pi shalim l'chova. We mentioned this right at the beginning of the mesecta. Comes dini mamonos, you win al pi rov deos. You follow a rov. You follow a two against one. When it comes to dini nefashos, we said we had a basin of 23. We said that you cannot win by one. You have to win by at least two. Dini mamonos machzirin bein lezuchus bein lechova. Dini nefashos machzirin lezuchus bein machzirin lechova. You have a case where, let's say, after Gemara Din, it became clear that the Beis Din made a mistake. So now we return to court, and we deliberate again, we nullify the original Psak Din, and we start again. That's dini mamonos. And that's true bein lezuchus bein lechova. Let's say we realize made a mistake, and the person we gave, we found him innocent, and now we realize, oh, there was a mistake, so maybe you should be guilty. And vice versa. But dini nefashos, only machzirin lezuchus, ain't machzirin lechova. If we really made a mistake, and we said that he's innocent and really should be guilty, we don't bring back the case. If he was found guilty, and now he's convicted, and the verdict is he's going to be killed, and then we realize that maybe he's zechus, so then we don't come back to court. The Gemara brings a brice. It says, minayin li yotzei mi based in chayav amar echad yesh li lamed of zechus minayin shemachzirin. So how do we know that a person leaves based in, and someone comes and says, by the way, I have to find the zechus this person, the verdict should not be guilty. How do we know? We bring the case back. Tamal Amar v'naki al taharog. Pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Naki. What does naki mean? Al taharog. Naki means naki min hachet. That's what. Even if he's guilty in Beis Din, naki means that bein adam lamakom. He's naki. Hashem knows that he's naki. So. Therefore, naki al taharok, if he's really innocent, well, of course, you have to be based. Even though based, they may have found him guilty, they made a mistake, so he's really innocent. Make sure that you deliberate again and find his innocence. Okay, and go back to court. And we nine the brisa continuously yotzei mi based in zakai va'amar echad yeshli lamed of zechus shein machzino. So, and how do you know this is all dini nefashos? But let's say he left based in innocent. How do you then a person says, "Oh, I think he's guilty. I think we should deliberate again after this psak din." How do you know you don't bring it back for dini nefashos? Because the pasuk says v'tzadik al taharog. What does tzadik mean? Tzadik and naki are different. Naki means he's really innocent between you and Hashem. But tzadik means he was decided as righteous. Tzadik means nitzadik bedin. And in fact, if tzadik al taharog, you can now go and kill and deliberate again on someone who based in decided that he's a tzadik, even though he may not be a naki. Then the Mishnah says, dinin mamonos hakol malabni zuchus v'chova. Dinin nefashos hakol malabnim zuchus v'en hakol malabnim v'chova. When it comes to dinin mamonos, anyone has the ability to come and make a claim that this person should be guilty, this person should be innocent. And that includes even the Talmidim who sit in front of the Beis Din. We mentioned that it's not just the Beis Din, but the Talmidim sit in front of the Beis Din. And we said... And if we, let's say one of the Dayanim, we need an extra Dayan, so we take from the Talmidim, from the Shuros, from the rows in front of the Beis Din. So, and any one of those Talmidim can make a claim based on the discussion here, I think the litigant should be guilty or innocent. That's true for Dine Mamana. But for Dine Nefashos, only the Dayanim themselves, who are sitting on the Beis Din, of those 23, have the right to make a claim that the person, the litigant, is guilty. No one from the Talmidim has the right to do so. That's what it means. Dini nefashos hakol melamdim zechus. Anyone can be, yes, the Talmidim can be melamed zechus, but not be melamed echova. Dini mamonos hamelamed chova melamed zechus, v'hamelamed zechus melamed chova. The Dayan who originally brought proofs to find this person, the nitba, guilty, let's say, has the right by dini mamonos now to bring the zechus, and the opposite is also true. I thought he was innocent. Now I, the same dayan, I think differently. He has the right to make that to bring that to court to the deliberations. Madini nefashos hamalamed chova malamed zuchus. Aval hamalamed zuchus eni yachol achzor lamed chova. The dayan who said that there should be guilty can now by dini nefashos say, you know what? I thought about it a little bit more. I think I have a proof that maybe he is zochi, he should be innocent. But if already this particular dayan was malamed zuchus, he can now come back and say, you know what? I think he should be guilty. Now the Gemara says this is only true during deliberations, what we call masa umatan, because if you give a dayan the chance, you let him know that, oh, he can go back and forth, so he's not going to spend a lot of time. He's not going to work hard to try to find his innocence necessarily. So what we want to try to do is at that point during masa umatan, he should only be thinking about proofs that this particular person is innocent regarding dini nefashos. But if after the Gemara Din, at the time of the Gemara Din rather, before the Gemara Din, after the Masa Matan is over, he realizes, you know, I really made a mistake. So then he has the right, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Aleph and Aleph, says that he has the right to be Melamed Chova at that point. Dini Mamanos, done in Bayom Begomen Ba'alayla. When it comes to Dini Mamanos, you begin the Din during the day and you have the right to finish it even at night. But Dini Nefashos, done in Bayom Begomen Ba'alayla. But dini nefashos, you judge during the day, and we'll only give the psak halacha during the daytime. Dini mamanos gomrin bo bayom, bein lezuchos bein lechova. Comes to dini mamanos, you can complete the din after the day that you started to judge. You have the right then to give the psak din on that very day. Dini nefashos gomrin bo bayom lezuchos uviyom shalachrav chova. But when it comes to dini nefashos, on that very day, if the psak halacha was that he's zakai, he's innocent, so then we can give the psak din on the same day that we began the judging and then we began the deliberations. Uviyom shela acharav l'chova. But if we see that the verdict is that he's guilty, then we cannot complete the din on that day. We do halana sadin and we wait till the next day. Maybe we'll find him as a zechus after we sleep on it. Lefikach ein done in lo berav Shabbos lo berav Yom Tov. That's why we don't judge on Erev, Shabbos, Erev, Yom Tov. Why? Because maybe he'll leave guilty, and then the Gemara Din has to be tomorrow on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But you can't kill someone on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's no Mises based in. Mises based is not Doche Shabbos or Yom Tov. So that we can't do. And now to wait to potentially kill him when? On Sunday, that we don't do either. After Yom Tov. Because that's what we call Inui Hadin. Inui Hadin is that's the torture of waiting it out till you actually kill the person. Also, we don't kill him on Motzei Shabbos or on Motzei Yom Tov. And the Gemara says that we don't begin a din on Erev Shabbos and then push the Gemara din to Sunday because we're afraid the Dayanim are going to forget in between what they were thinking and the rationale behind their psak. And even though the Sofrei Dayanim, the scribes, happen to record it all, nonetheless, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hei, says, no, we don't start the din on Erev Shabbos and then push off the Gemara din till Yom Rishon. And therefore, as the Mishnah says, Lefikach ein danin lo be'erev Shabbos v'lo be'erev Yom Tov.